Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening, everyone. Welcome to PGN Tuesday evening at 12:20, 2022. Deborah with you this evening, Tuesday night. So welcome. Thank you, everyone, who has joined us online. God bless you to our faithful friends and family joining PGN this Christmas week. Merry Christmas to everyone who is celebrating Christmas. Happy Hanukkah to those who are celebrating Hanukkah and celebrating both. So we just honor God's word and God's people, and his covenant is everlasting to everlasting. Thank you for those that are joining online. May the Lord bless your ears and bless your heart and your homes during this season. And thank you again for your faithfulness, for listening and partaking at the table of the Lord with this word. Well, so let's pray before we start. Let's pray before we start. Father, we thank you for this evening, Lord. We just commit it to you, God, and to your covenant. God, we do thank you, Lord, that your covenant is from everlasting. God, it's an everlasting covenant that you made with us, God. And we thank you, Lord. We're grateful for every promise, Lord. And we're grateful for your word and your presence and your ways, God. We thank you that your love is unfailing. It endures forever. And we just exalt your name this evening, God. We thank you, Lord, just for being with us in word and deed. And may you be honored, Lord, and exalted and glorified. And then through our time together, Lord, and may we also be encouraged and exhorted in who you are and knowing you more. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. Well, thank you, everyone, again, so much for joining us. God bless you. I was going to read a verse here. 2 Corinthians 4, 6 and 7. Let's see, I'm reading in the Living Bible translation this time. It says, "For God, who said, 'Let there be light in darkness,' has made us understand that it is in his brightness of his glory that is seen in the face of Jesus Christ. But this precious treasure, this light and power that now shine within us, is held in a perishable container, that is, in our weak bodies. Everyone can see that the glorious power within must be from God and is not of our own." So praise the Lord for that. This is a thing we know, right? So praise God for that. Hey, I just wanted to talk about a little bit about, thought it was prophetic and timing. And in nature, there's certainly some things that cross over. And even in that verse about God being the light of the world, and we celebrate him as such. And so we're having, Hanukkah and Christmas they cross over. And so Hanukkah is being celebrated the 18th through the 26th. We know when Christmas is. So generally, sometimes actually Hanukkah starts on the 25th. And this will happen, like they're starting on the same day. Their first day would be our day. And this happens every so many years because our calendar is the Gregorian calendar, which, as you know, is 365 days. The Jewish calendar is a lunar calendar, which has 354 days. So they always start on the 25th of I don't know how to say that month, but it changes. It seems like there's changes, but it's just because their calendar runs a little bit different than ours. So praise God. So we cross over. So I know I probably talked about this last year. I'm pretty sure I did because they celebrate the miracle of the miracle that took place. So it's either called the Fest of Hanukkah, means dedication. So it marks an 8-day winter celebration, and it commemorates the rededication of the Second Temple in Jerusalem after a small group of Jewish believers defeated the forces of assimilation at work in 165 BC. So it's either called, it can be called Hanukkah, in scripture we see it as the Festival of Lights or the Feast of Dedication. And in John 10, 22 through 23, we see Jesus there was in the temple courts walking in Solomon's colonnade and John 10. Okay, so this was the Hanukkah or the Feast of Dedication. So in modern celebrations, there's always in the Jewish community, I know I've talked about this before, is that they always celebrate things with food. And they bring in different celebrations to actually, within their culture, they want you to experience the truth. This is how they taught, so that you would experience the truth and that you would come to know these things and understand them and experience it as your truth in every facet that you can. And this is why they use food in a lot of different, and almost all of their different celebrations or gatherings or whatnot. So in this particular one, they will eat foods that are made from oil foods in order in celebration of what happened with the oil. So the Hanukkah was a courage and an act of obedience to God's word against a political aggressor and a culture that violated God's ways. So I thought this was, you know, when I read this actually came from Intercessors for America, if any of you are friends of them and receive their emails. I do get some stuff from, like, My Jewish Learning. But this particular, I thought was a really good wrap-up, and I thought very prophetic, even relevant in the time that we're in, and some of the obvious PGN prophecies that have came forth. I thought that they correlate, and I thought it was interesting that here we have Jew and Gentile aligning in this season to celebrate the light of the world, right? And it's a place of the rededication part is the returning to God and dedicating our life to a life of worship and to him and to be dedicated to him and in obedience to him. So that was what was happening at the time. So in 333 BC, which I thought was interesting, even with the prophetic words that come forth from here, Alexander the Great conquered Syria, okay, and it was the Hellenistic culture through the Greek. Okay, so the Torah, the Jewish people, they kind of collided and they invaded the temple there and appointed the high priest in the temple of Jerusalem, which they prohibited the study of the Torah. So they're working against the Jewish people, these people, and they desecrated the altar by causing pigs to be sacrificed upon it. And so at this time, there was a young man that was a high priest, the youngest son of Judah Maccabee, organized a revolt. So it was the Maccabees, if you've heard the story about Hanukkah, the Maccabees organized a revolt that eventually succeeded in outcasting the Greeks from Israel. The temple was liberated, but it had to be rededicated for the Jewish worship. So the large golden lampstand with its seven almond-shaped oil lamps was found and returned to its place. Okay, so this was the Second Temple. According to the tradition, when the priest went to light the lampstand, there was a little oil left that had not already been desecrated by the Assyrian Greeks. Mosaic law decreed that the menorah must burn continually with pure olive oil. This is in Exodus 27:20. So they found oil sufficient for one day only. But miraculously, the oil burned for 8 days, and the exact length of time that needed to prepare more sacred oil. So the modern day Hanukkah festival commemorates this miracle, hence Festival of Lights, Festival of Dedication. Lighting the candles on Hanukkah special menorah, illuminating the 8 lit candles, the total of the final night. So one thing here as well in the New Testament, we have John 8:12, which I love this verse, and I pray this a lot. When Jesus spoke to the people, he said, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life." You've probably heard me pray that here, the light of life, even when I pray that over people bringing forth a healing. And I've prayed this for a long time, the light of life, because there is life. There is life in light. Even if you search out and do when the babies are being, first formed and shaped, there's actually light there. Or they'll even do an ultrasound and they'll say very early stages, and they'll say, "Well, where is it?" And they'll say, "Well, look at the light." Okay, even on the screen, they'll look at the light. And someone had I have a friend, I was just remembering, she has a, she works at the pregnancy center, and she had posted today on one of her social media things, an advanced screening of a baby being born, but it was at the cellular level where the cells were actually multiplying. And it was like, I don't know if it was 5D or 4D or what is incredible, but if you watched it, when they came together, a light, there would be this flash of light each time it multiplied. So there is a light of life. It's not just, there's really something on that. Okay. So in this time, they also, so Hanukkah's fierce and bright declaration of God's miraculous power to sustain his own in an act of bold faith. This is important. I feel like this is relevant to Israel. So God loves to work against overwhelming odds, and he loves the obedience of those who trust in him and follow his word despite natural limitations. Wow, isn't that great? Praise God. And again, we can read, because we've been grafted in John 10 and John 12, and then Psalm 119:105 says, "The word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path." So likewise, we too can rededicate ourselves, and we can, I know last year I was asking the Lord for miracles, for his miracles to continue, and to, you know, his light in his life of miracles too. There was a real something on that last year, but we certainly can ask him during this time and just participate in the things that that reflect God and his character, and to draw from that. So we too, obviously, are his sheep, grafted into the covenant, this everlasting covenant. And we, in Matthew 5, 14 through 16, we let our light so shine before men that they might see our good works and glorify our Father in heaven. So thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Thank you, Lord, for that. So light overcomes darkness. So I have to remember that. Darkness doesn't overcome you. Light overcomes darkness. And so when you're lighting a candle, next time you have a candle, or if you light a candle, you can remember the miracle of the light and the oil, and that divine light that cannot be overcome. So we are overcomers. Remember last week, for those of you that were here, we talked about the gifts that were given, the gifts that we receive when we overcome, the 7 gifts found in Revelation. And now tonight we're talking about the treasure within, the treasure within you. We thank the Lord for his treasure, and we allow his light to come forth. And we know that where is it going to shine the brightest? Probably in darkness. So we need to remember this when we're walking forward and we're moving forward, how he moved in miraculous ways. Even for these people to liberate them as they rededicated, you know, their worship to him, And as even when they were still obedient to God's word and his spirit during political aggression and a culture that vilified God's ways. This is very relevant even for today. So may we each be encouraged. May we each be strengthened. The middle candle that's lit in the menorah, so there's 8 days, so there's that middle one. It's called the ninth candle, if you will. It's called the servant candle. It's used to light the other candle, to light the others. So there's one in that center, and then they use it, and they go from, you know, they go across. I forget if it's right to left or left to right. I think it is. So there is a powerful parallel to Jesus, the light who came not to lord it over us, but to serve us and to fill us with his light. That's really beautiful. So thank you, Lord. We just receive. We receive from you, Father God. We thank you. We thank you even for the oil, God. May we keep our lamps filled with your oil, God, that we would burn for you, God, and be that light, Father God. And we know, Lord, sometimes when we bump up against various shadows of darkness and even false perceptions of either people, wrong intentions, God, how the enemy, you know, bumps up against those things, and sometimes they're shining and we can see it, God, but we don't want to participate in it, Father. May it not land on us, God. May you just burn those things up, God, that you continue to purify us, Lord, and our responses and our heart motives and the intentions, even in our thought, the meditations and thoughts, Lord, of others during the season. And when we see those things, God, when we see those things, because we will and we do and we have, Lord. So we thank you, Father, for teaching us to grow in you and strengthening us, Lord, in your covenant and in your way, Lord, to teach us, God, that we would be yoked with you, God, and no other yoke but yours, Father, in Jesus' name. So there's a prayer that they pray. And it's a little bit repetitious, you know, but they're just blessing the Lord, recognizing that he is King of the universe, that we've been sanctified by his commandments, and he's given us Jesus, the Messiah, and the light of the world. And he is the one who performs miracles from our ancestors, and even he will do today, this day as well. And then the last one says this, so I don't want to repeat all those, trying to keep it a little fresh there. Blessed are you, Lord, our God, King of the universe, who has kept us, who has given us life, sustained us, and enabled us to reach this season. And I really think that's prophetic. We are in this season. He's sustained us. He's given us light. He's given us life. And he's enabled us and will continue to sustain us. But we've reached this season for such a time as this, for his glory and to be a light and to shine forth for him. He's bringing together the Jews and the Gentiles, right, to look to him, to be consecrated to him, and to shine forth for his glory. So we want to let our light shine, and that let is allow it, permit it to be so in your life and in your heart. And when we do that, it's faith with deeds, but it's also in the faith and you hear his voice, that acting in obedience, whatever that thing is, acting in obedience on that and follow through it. Your light will so shine that others might see your good works and glorify your Father in heaven. And we know we all want that. We want our Father to be glorified in heaven. So praise God. Thank you for carrying his name. Thank you for bearing his light and for serving him. So thank you for service. Thank you for your service. You know, I was in the grocery store today, and one of the women, she was there with her two kids. Her husband from the military was returning home, and they were preparing for him. And I was talking to the cashier and the woman who was bagging my groceries, And we were chatting, and she was, and the Barbara, the bagger woman, was telling me that she's helped with different service things around the world and helping some of the vets go to the memorials in Washington, D.C., and the service they had and whatnot. And anyways, we were talking, and I had remembered when she told me, mentioned something, I remember being in the airport. If any of you have ever been in the airport during this time of season, and when the military are returning home and they have, you know, their camouflage on, their fatigues, whatever they're called, and they just walk through the airport and people will stop and they will just clap, applaud. It's very moving. And I was thinking about that today, just the very expression of people saying to those in the military, thank you for serving. Thank you for your service. And I was thinking how the Lord, those that have gone before us, are going to thank us when we enter into heaven. Of course, we all want to hear, well done. I mean, that's the equivalent to well done, good and faithful servant from the Lord. But I just feel like the Lord even saying, even during this time and this season, that he's just thanking us, yeah, for letting your light shine. And dedicating yourself to him and worshiping him. So we're going to, I don't know what's hitting me today, but it is. I'm going to play a song to transition, and then we're going to open up the phone line. So go ahead, Steve.
Thank you.
Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. All the honor and glory are yours, Lord. Thank you. What the listeners, Lord, those that are listening, God, that are Christ followers, Father, let them be world changers, Father God. Let them broaden their view of how they're to reach the world for you, Father God. And I thank you, Lord, that they would take your perspective, God, that they are seated in heavenly places, Lord. Let them see from that view, God, how you see it, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, for bringing the multiplication as they shed forth their light, their worship, and their faithfulness and dedication unto you, God. I thank you for your service to the Lord. And a Merry Christmas, everyone. God bless you. Let's open up the phone lines here. Oh, I'm doing it earlier than normal. So, yay, me. Okay, 828-989. Good evening. Is this Jennifer?
Hi, Deborah. It is. Thank you.
Good evening. Glad to have you join us. God bless you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. So thank you, Father. Lord, we just thank you for Jennifer, Father. We just lift her up to you, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we just come to your altar, God. We thank you for your grace, Lord, and your goodness, Lord, and your mercy, Lord. I thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I'm just seeing you in like garments that are, they're like a white linen type of thing. And when I said that the grace and the mercy, there were like stripes on it that were on the like the skirt part, but it was part of the linen, part of the design, but the stripes were representing somewhat of the stripes that he bore, but it was his grace and his mercy. And I can't remember the third thing I said, but you wouldn't know that. I mean, they were just stripes going down, but part of the fabric, kind of like eyelet is the best word I can use to describe it, but a striped in there that was part of that. So, Father, we thank you for that, Father God, in Jesus' name, in the name of Jesus, Lord, and even like a celebratory type of ceremonial type of celebration, whether that's the preparation for the banqueting, is what I want to say. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you for that, God. It's very, just like very honoring, very reverent, but yet with a deep, deep set of joy and expectation. So thank you. And the joy is a different expression than what we would see in the world. Like it's not something I would ever seen or heard anyone really express. Like something, anyways, it's hard to explain, but a deep set of inward joy and expectation for the celebration. So we thank you for that, Father. In Jesus' name, Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Father God. No, that's preparation. Like you helping prepare the preparation, but even in doing that, there's a sense where you're being prepared as well. But your heart is set and your knowledge is set on preparing for others. So I think it's more of the thing like, you know, you work at a job and you think, how does that fit into my life? Or was that not necessarily a waste of time? Like, yeah, I learned something, yada, yada. But then like down the road, you know, 4, 5, 7 years later, like, oh, I can see how the Lord used that particular part of that business realm to fit over here, or that ministry realm, now it fits over here. Like I had that service or that understanding of what I learned where he like enlightens you with like, okay, yeah, you learned that because now it's over here. So I feel like the preparation and even what you're doing for the bride is like, whatever is that, that's that type of preparation, although it's not an earthly type of preparation, which is that's the so there's somewhat of a lack of, or like the interpretation, I guess, of it is that I have to use an earthly realm to describe it, what I'm seeing, but it's more set in a spiritual realm. So my illustration there lacks a little bit of, like, it's not as taunt as it could be because it is a spiritual aspect that's happening that... I don't have the words for the side of heaven to describe. So keeping that in mind, we thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we thank you for it, Lord, in Jesus' name. And yeah, Lord, thank you. Thank you, Lord. I'm trying to see if I can, or if the Lord would give me a word to describe, like, the overall atmosphere or feeling that I'm sensing. But there is definitely, like, content with what it is that you're putting your hands to do. And again, just, I don't think there's a different word, but I wish I could describe this because it is it is very heavenly. Like, you know, when you're in worship and you have that deep sense of his presence and he's filling you and he's all around you at the same time. And he's like, he can do multiple things at one time and you're really content. But the whole atmosphere is changing, like everything within your cell and in your inner being is like alive and aligned to the presence of the Holy Spirit. It's somewhat like that. Not like you're not on alert, but just, you know, that's how I'm trying to parallel what I'm sensing. That even feels even more like the awareness of that even being more more of a heavenly realm. So praise God. Okay. I feel like I'm stumbling over my words, but praise the Lord and God bless you.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you. Wow. He woke me up this morning with, I think it was Matthew 22:10. It was the parable of the wedding feast. And I don't know, he was just ministering to me about, you know, preparing his bride, like my responsibility in bringing others to the feast. Interesting.
Yes, that is very interesting and quite beautiful that he would wake you up and alert you to such grace. And and just even the mercy. So I forget the three things I said. I know I said grace and mercy and something else was on your garments, like the stripes. Do you remember what the other one was that I said?
No.
Okay. So, because you know how it's like his mercies are new every morning, but they definitely stretch into the evening, you know? Mm-hmm. And so, yeah, there was preparation. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's very, very good. Yeah, so obviously I will say because of the Holy Spirit is revealing on earth what it is in heaven, you know, like the two are matching, you know.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes, amen. And you know what? It is a, we are to let our light, let your light so shine. Praise God.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, amen. Praise God. Oh, that's very cool.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. I'll definitely have to seek him for more on that.
Yeah. Well, he's definitely leading you, so you can assure yourself of that.
Yes, I'm very aware of that. I do have a strong awareness of that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So his kingdom come, his will be done on earth as it is in heaven, on behalf of Jennifer from North Carolina.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hey, Jesus. Do you live near the Mervanian Falls or Hill?
The Moravian?
Moravian.
Yeah, I actually was baptized in the Moravian Falls.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you were? Very cool.
It's a few hours from me, from where
okay,
I live.
Okay, that's a few hours from me. Okay.
Mm-hmm, but I was
okay, I don't know.
In those falls. Mm-hmm.
Oh, beautiful, beautiful. That's very beautiful. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know what made me think to ask you that, if you lived near there. I don't know if it's just the assistance of angels. I don't know what made me think.
I've been wondering.
So, or what the connection is. There's something. No, okay. So I don't know. Maybe there's some type of connection with even you being baptized there or something.
Wow, it's a special place, yeah.
Yeah, I've never been. I've heard people, I know I went to school, I don't know what they call it, like a ministry school with a friend. And they they went and she... for whatever reason, I could go. And so they went, and I used to pick her up and give her a ride to school when we would go to school together. And she said, oh, I got something from you from the thing. And I said, well, what did you get? And she goes, here. And it was a rock, okay? So then I held it in my hands, and I said to her, as soon as I held it, like, in both of my hands, like, almost like praying, but my hands... And I said, an angel walked over this. I said, the presence of an angel went over this rock, didn't it? That's what I said to her, you know?
Wow.
And she goes, yes, it's exactly. They had some sort of experience out there. And after she had it, she picked up a rock so that I could have a part of whatever took place, you know?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I know it's special just by proxy. I've read a lot about it and have friends that have gone there. So I think there's something definitely to me even asking you, something about like even the location. I don't know if it's about the angels, and I had no idea you were baptized. Like, I've never thought like to ask, you know, I'm not going to ask you what city you live in, obviously, but I didn't know if you were close to there because I thought, I wonder if she's close, but maybe it meant this. Maybe you're close because of the baptism. And that you're carrying do you see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I've had some experiences out there. I went to a conference once that was close by the Moravian Falls, and it was actually at this conference. I was just so engrossed in worship. And I had been fasting, and I had an encounter, a heavenly encounter, you know, where I was in the spiritual realm on the back of dove's wings, and going towards the kingdom over the river of light, the river. And, I mean, it was so real. I could actually feel the wind in my face and my hair blowing back. I can smell the pine trees, and that was probably like the most, one of the my most real experiences I've ever had, and that was close by the Moravian Falls when I had that. But it was just so intense. I was spending hours and hours with the Lord. I mean, you know, 12, 13, 14 hours a day. And I was just I was just chasing after him like no other, like, and but I don't know. He's been bringing that to mind lately. I'm not sure why, but I don't know. Maybe that has something to do with it.
Yeah, and maybe even so it might be a connection there. And because sometimes when he has those ponder on things like that, he's actually, I call it, it's a way of him renewing our minds. So he's renewing it with, you know, whatever the experience is or the memory that we've had with him. But he's doing that for a purpose. He's renewing it so that, you know, there's a purpose in that, you know, for him bringing that back up again, because it's renewing, quite a few
purposes. Like, that had quite a few things happen to me. Wow.
And so even the word that I said to you, even when I said, like, are you close to, and I don't know if that's just even a play on words, meaning, you know, if you were baptized and all these other experiences, those are close to you. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right.
What's close to you in the Moravian Falls, not necessarily the location itself, but what you're carrying is close to you because of the Moravian Falls.
Wow. Yeah, some of the most profound experiences I've had with God, I don't necessarily think it's because of Moravian Falls. It was just that time in, you know, that season of my life when there was so much happening personally with me and the Lord. There's just like lots and lots of memories that just happened to there or at the conference or in my hotel room and on my drive back. There's a lot going on there.
Yeah, I bet you. Yeah, that's good. I bet you there is something there. And it's, you're right, it's not necessarily, hey, everyone head for the hills, you know.
Right.
there for the new year. But but you're right, it's where he's met you, but it's that connection point and what you're carrying because of it. And I bet you there is something very much there that is associated with the two that are kind of, I don't know, that just came out of the blue. But
I would say intimacy. It was just profound intimacy. Wow. Oh, thank you, Father.
Yeah, amen, Lord. Praise you, Lord.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you.
Yes. And is there anything we can pray with you for, or agree in prayer, or any requests that you have?
I've just been, God's just, it's been really doing a lot of healing in my life. And, you know, I thought, you know, revealing wounds, like, just getting to the core, I guess. Like, I would say the core wounds. And so, basically my childhood, and I just really need, I feel overburdened with guilt and shame that is misplaced as far as my parents. And I guess I need continued healing. And I know he's bringing that, but today's been a real struggle, just a lot of pain. And so I just give him thanks for what he's shown me and the healing that he's bringing about as he uncovers a lot of, it just reveals and shows me things.
Okay. Let me pray for you. Father, we thank you for Jennifer, God, and even just her humble heart to share what she just did, Father God. We thank you, Lord, even Isaiah 9:6, It says, for unto us a child shall be born, a son shall be given, and the government shall be upon his shoulders, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and Prince of Peace. God, so we thank you for your all-encompassing spirit, Lord, as it navigates, Lord, with Jennifer, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, just for the healing process, that you would uproot those things, Lord, whatever needs to be, the axe needs to be taken to, Father God, that would be cut off and uprooted, Father God, and that you would plant, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, for her knowing the season. Lord, we ask for just your spirit, Father God. I want to ask for a spirit of comfort, God, but we want you to minister, because you are wonderful and you are counselor and you are mighty to deliver, Father God. So whatever the need is, Father, Lord, we thank you for your provision for it. And we thank you, Lord, just even as your word says, to be healed and made whole, Father God. And we pray that for all of us, Lord, because we know that you are not allowing us to stumble on things, Father God, and you're sharpening even our minds for you, God, in targeting areas, Father God, just to be released from and healed from, Father God. So we thank you for completing the process and doing the work, Lord, and may you receive the glory and the testimony when it's complete, Father God. And we thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much. God bless you.
You're welcome. God bless you too. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Okay, we have our next caller here. You know what? Oh, no, this is right. Okay, I was going to say, I thought things were jumping out of order. They did last week. Okay, this is 910-709. Good evening. Is this Sylvia?
Yes, hi.
Hi, how are you?
Good, and you?
Good, I'm doing good. Yeah, last week, I think, did you have to end up calling back in? Or no?
Yes. Last week,
yes. Okay. Because, yeah, I was going to say last week, I thought that, and then I thought maybe, because sometimes the system can do different things. So I thought maybe something happened that you just got moved down, but you did call back in. Okay, just wanted to verify.
Yes.
I was curious about that. All right, awesome. Thank you. Let's pray. So, Father, we thank you for Sylvia, Father God. In Jesus' name, Lord, we just lift her up to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And interesting enough, I'm seeing you with a wedding cake, and it's at least 3, maybe 4 tiers high, but I've seen you with a silver plat. It was on a silver circular tray, like even that they use, I don't know if you've ever seen one at a wedding, sometimes they use them, the silver ones that are very like ornate and decorative. What is on the cake stand that it's on, sometimes they use the square ones in a wedding and put a round cake on, but this one was round, and then you were able to carry it, and it wasn't tasking for you, and you weren't like overtly concerned, even though it was a wedding cake. You know what I'm saying? Like you were carrying it, but you were looking up at it, and it was like at least 3, maybe 4 layers, because it might have been more than 3. So, anyways, Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for that. We thank you, Lord, just for, I don't know if it's our task or your role, but it's not again. There's that, I have to use words on earth, but I don't know that how those would be the same words in heaven. So, Lord, I thank you, Father God, Lord, just for what that is, Lord. I don't know if it's the sweetness, like taste and see that the Lord is good, that you, are in preparation with the Lord. With that and serving that, you know, like what you offer to people. Because I think when I've seen the silver tray, I was like, I think I've prayed over you at one time over the years, something about carrying a silver tray. And So thank you, Father.
I think
thank
so.
You for that. Yes, I think that I have. And so I don't remember all the aspects mm-hmm. of it, but I think I remember saying that to you before about serving the Lord. And I don't know if it's just you're serving the goodness of the Lord to people, you know, and the, and thank you, Lord. I thank you for that, Father God, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for how you use Sylvia, Father, and just, yeah, like the people are ready for it. That's what I sense, is that you were, you know, maneuvering with this, and it wasn't not necessarily rushed, but it's like it's time, and the movement was happening, and like so the people are ready for, they're ready to taste the goodness of the Lord and to see the good things of the Lord take place. So I thank you, Father, Lord, for using Sylvia in this way, Lord, and as she serves what you serve her, she serves others, Father God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Lord. I thank you, Lord, even those things that she serves, Lord, are going to be like bringing people in to the kingdom, God, like they're going to understand. My gosh, I'm going to cry again. What's going on? Like they're going to understand the goodness of God when you serve them this. Like they may have thought that, my God, like they're getting away with something. I don't even know if this is people who are in the church that think they're Christians and are not really following Christ. Do you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That they think they're getting like they think they're getting away with something, but you are literally going to bring them like a slice of heaven, a slice of the goodness of God, and they're going to taste that and realize, you know, their need and like they've been, you know, it's like, and it's almost like there's a, you know, the procession of a meal is you have the dessert last and it's going to be, and this either means the end time or it means these mm-hmm. people are at the end of, you know, God's roll call maybe, or I don't know, you know, I don't want to talk for him in that manner with who gets salvation and who doesn't, but like, where they're at the point, you need to make a decision. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, you're at that point. You are you for us or not for us? And when they see it, they just experience and have that goodness of the Lord. They just come to this that realization. And, you know, it's eye-opening for them and the truth and just receive and really receive of the Lord and understand his goodness. It really, really is a beautiful yeah. And there's yeah. such like gratitude and thankfulness there as well. And then I see you being like very pleased, not in and of yourself, but like, but pleased, like that's exactly what the Father wanted. That's exactly what the Father wanted for each person. And you're happy to serve. That's exactly what the Father wanted for you, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Enter in. That's what the Father wants for you. Enter in. Yeah. You know, and so, wow. Wow. Praise God.
Amen. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
Yeah.
Oh. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, wow. Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for even just preparing the people, Lord, and the people who are ready, like even in that thing saying it's ready, it's time. God, we thank you, Lord, for where you place Sylvia, God, what she's to speak and say and do, Lord, and carry and offer your goodness, God. As a slice of heaven, God, to taste and see that the Lord is good and it's his goodness is what they're tasting and seeing, Father. So we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, just for the movement of it and it's time, God, it's time. Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Wow, Sylvia, is there anything we can pray with you for?
Having some back issues, well, spine issues. It seems to be acting up again. It was dormant for a while. I guess the weather changed and it's back. I have two herniated discs, and I guess it acted up when I was in school because I was sitting too long. So, yeah, just pray for that, please. Yes, because I don't supposed to sit a long period of time. And I was sitting in one class for 3 hours, another one for two. And so it's sort of acting up, so I'm getting ready to go back to physical therapy again.
Okay. I will pray. So, Father, we pray for Sylvia's back, God, and her disc, Lord, in Jesus' name. We ask, Lord, just that you release her from pain. Lord, we pray, Lord, for the mobility and for the muscles and the nerves around that area, God, that you would loosen them. Lord, that you would place your oil and your balm upon them, Father God, that they would be, the range of mobility would increase and it would be pliable, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, for giving Sylvia the wisdom, both to her and to the doctor, Lord, to best help her even in the future, Father, to prevent this again, Father. So we thank you, Father God, for just activating your word within her, Father God, in the name of Jesus, activating your goodness within her spine, God, and within her back, Father God, in the name of God, Lord. And we thank you for your light of life to shine upon her, Lord, all the way up her spine, Lord, and down again, Father God. We thank you for touching it and shining your light and your life upon it, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, for the restoration of health and range of mobility, God, and the release of pain. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Yeah, I kind of had a little bit of a problem with that myself on Saturday. I was in a lot of pain. And I didn't get anything done that I thought I was going to. Yeah. But I didn't realize. I mean, I thought it was from sitting too long, but I guess you're right. It was like the whole week. I think I just had to work more than usual and then finish some stuff up. So, but I had one of those. My husband bought at the pharmacy because his shoulder hurt at one point. One of those, it's like a little salve, S-A-L-V-E. Like ointment thing, and it helps it with I don't know, it's got some sort of medicine in it. So I was doing that and taking Tylenol. Yeah. So I do.
Yeah, I have some patches, some lidocaine patches.
Oh, okay.
I put back there. Yeah. But I'll tell you, I never hurt like this before. I'm like, what is this? But this too shall pass.
Yes, amen.
I have a little rest home. Yeah, I had a little resting now from school, and I know that you finished Friday.
Yes, thank you. I did finish Friday.
Yes.
Yes. And thank you for your prayers, too, because it helped.
Oh, you're welcome. Yeah, mine also for school. I finished well, so thank God
good.
For that.
Praise God. Yes. Praise the Lord. Yes, I was pleased with what happened, how mine turned out as well, too. But it did take me so far. I just had so much to do. I was hoping to, but no, I had way too other commitments and stuff. So, but that's okay. At least I finished on time. So.
Yeah,
and I do
appreciate it. At the end.
Yeah.
Well, I thank you so much for praying Amen.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, and we'll keep you in mind, other saints that are listening as well. Keep Sylvia in mind and praying for her. So God bless you and Merry Christmas to you.
Thank you to you. God bless.
Thank you. God bless you too. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, here we go. Our friend 205-531. This is Julia May.
Hello, yes.
How are you doing?
Fine, trying to stay warm because it's cold in Alabama.
I know.
It's cold
here, too. I do not like it. It feels like it's colder than last year. I don't know why. I'm just, maybe because I'm just getting older, but Okay, let me pray for you. So, Father, we thank you for Julia May, Father God, in Jesus' name. We just come before your altar, God, in the name of Jesus, God, in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. God, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God. I just see the Lord just being like in the center of things, and him even like asking you, like almost saying like, ask of me, you know, where he says like, let your request be known, and him saying, ask of me, like he's in the center of it all, like and in your life, and mm-hmm. in the center of your circumference, if you will. And he's saying, you know, like, Julia May, ask of him. And he wants us to ask, you know, and thank you, Lord, for your kindness. Lord, thank you for your kindness, Lord, to Julia May, Father God, and just, like how he initiates that, you know, but like with a huge smile, like ask of me. Even him say, ask of me and I will give you the nations. Ask of me. And, so whatever that is in your heart, ask of him and keep mm-hmm. asking and keep okay. seeking and keep knocking. And I think, sometimes, I know when I first was praying to the Lord and a believer, and sometimes mm-hmm. I might do this for myself, I can do it for other people, but for him to say, ask of me, sometimes I mm-hmm. feel like I don't necessarily ask necessarily big enough or broad mm-hmm. or grand enough, if you will, you know? And, mm-hmm. But when he says, ask of me and I'll give you the nations, like he's teaching us how to ask. He's teaching us and preparing us what to carry for him, you know, and for mm-hmm. his glory. So, and it's initiating, right? He spilled his blood for the entire globe, He spilled mm-hmm. his every culture, every nation. He rules and reigns over all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And, So, you know, so 2023, hey, if you want to lead 2023 people to the Lord, you see what I'm saying? Like, I want to have the opportunity to spread the word on the globe or whatever is in your heart. Lord, open the doors of opportunity that you have for me, Father, you know, in Jesus' name. Even him bringing mm-hmm. the cultures, like we have a lot of different cultural backgrounds in our neighborhood, just on our street alone. Honestly, I could think of four or five different nations, you know, culturally backgrounds, and just on our street, you know, and that's mm-hmm. the ones I know of. There's probably more. Or even just welcoming them, whatever it is, whatever it might be. I know that you've asked big, even with your daughter, the Lord has healed her.
Mm-hmm.
And but I see the Lord, you know, just being in the center of your circumference, if you will, in the center of your being, in the center of your life and your purposes, and him just inviting you to ask of him. I'm not sure all of what that is, or if there's something on your heart that you've been desiring and, you know, or have something tucked away. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for seeing Julia May in such a way, God, just your closeness with her, Lord, your fellowship with her, Father God, and just your kindness, Lord, to draw out the desires of her heart, God, as you place, you know, may the Lord, I said this last week, but may the Lord give you give you the desires of your heart. I forget the other part. I'm sorry. It was a twofold type of thing, meaning he's given you the desires, and then he brings them to pass. So, Father, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, and help Julia May to remember that her ears hear the whisper of her prayer that she offers to you, Father God, and let it resonate on earth as it is in heaven. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Okay.
Amen.
Okay. Glory. Thanks. Yes, we're doing fine and y'all are doing great, so, you know.
Good. That's wonderful to hear.
Oh, yes.
Fantastic. 100% fantastic. That's great. Now, do you guys take a break for your school when you work? Do you take, like, a break like the school does?
Yes, we got out on last Thursday on the 15th, and we go back January the 9th. But we have, the 3rd through the 6th, we're going to do a session where the children can come up, you know, pull their grades up and get some extra help. We have one every, we have one in October, we have this in January, then they have one for spring break. And so, you know, they have a week where they can go there, you know, and get some help. So I'm gonna work that. We have 2 weeks off instead of three. It's three, like if they get all their work done and everything, they say, you know, you don't have to do it, but some of you know they got behind, so they give them a chance to do some makeup. There was one of the teachers tell me, said, you do your work now, you'd be out for 3 weeks instead of have to come back 1 week. So
That's a nice break though. That's going to be nice, that break.
Like I said, going every day, you know. Oh, yeah. We'd have made the first half of the year. So we're going to work on the next 5 months.
Okay. But that'll probably go by fast. Once you get through that went January, February, and then when spring hits, it goes by fast.
Yeah. Normally by spring, I always tell them when spring break is the last week in March. March. As in when spring break comes, that's it. That's the year really. So from then on, they finishing up testing and then you got to get all the information in and we finish school in June. But you know, and so you got all the testing and everything to do and get everything situated. And then they'd be out 2 weeks before they graduate. So. They get out like probably a week before Memorial Day. It flies in. If you don't have it by spring break, you'll forget it. They only have like 9 weeks each semester. So you done got a semester and a half. If you ain't going to make it if you done flunked a semester and a half, that's it. Yeah. They go into them long 9 weeks. But the children doing good and everything. And like I said, I hadn't heard no more from the teacher that I work on, but she's improving too. So still praying for her.
Yes. I remember now you're saying, yes. I do remember that. Okay, well, that's good. Very good. Well, do you have any prayer requests today?
I thank you for the prayers for, like I said, for my coworker and everything, and Jennifer. We just continue to keep each other in prayer.
Okay, alrighty. And okay, wait. What kind of dessert are you making for Christmas? I want to know.
Sometimes, you know, I used to have Christmas Eve dinner, but I told him since the COVID, that too many folks. I figure up, give or take 53 people, I don't think so. But I had bought some stuff. I was going to make a banana pudding for a friend of mine. She always be wanting one. And I thought about that, you know. So I might go ahead and make a small one and give it to her, because she always tell me, you make good banana, but I never make it. So I said, I'm going to shock and make her one.
Okay, yeah. I get to make that, too. That's funny because, my people wanted something a little bit different. And so I was at Thanksgiving, my niece made banana pudding. And everyone, it was like people were licking the bowl, practically. I'm not kidding. So I was like, oh, I'm going to try to make that. That's a good idea. Mm-hmm. It's something different, you know. But anyway, I'll be thinking about
some
more
bananas. I got the cookies in there and the pudding, so I just got to get the banana. I'll go to the store when they probably Saturday and get some, so it'll be fresh and give it to her. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's nice. Very nice. Well, you guys have a Merry Christmas.
Okay, you too. And congratulations on your grades, and have a blessed Christmas, and continue to pray for you. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. God bless you. I appreciate
you're
that.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
God bless you, too. Mm-hmm.
Bye. Bye-bye. Bye. I think PGM. I'm going to cry again. I mean, like, happy tears. Not cry, tears. Okay, 909-381. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
This is Frida from California.
Hi, Frida.
Hi.
Okay, let me pray for you. Thank you so much for joining us. Let me see. Let me just make sure I got everybody in order. Let's see. Okay, I have four more callers after Frida, so thank you, everyone. Okay, so Frida. Father, we thank you, Lord, for Frida, Lord. We just lift her up to your throne, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for your throne, Lord. We thank you, Lord, even your word in Hebrews 4, Father God tells us to, it says, let us draw near, confidently draw near, God. It says, telling us and even knowing that we're going to go as saints, and not even, well, we can go individually, but together before your throne, God. And there it says we receive mercy and find grace, Lord. So I thank you for Frida finding your grace for her needs, Father God, in Jesus' name. And I thank you, Lord, that it's not, I just seen when I was saying that, I've seen like a Easter egg hunt, but as a child, you know, where it's just they're just laying on the grass, they're bright colored eggs, you know, and they're just, the children are, like, they think that they found the egg, but it's really just laying there, you know, it's just that they see it. And so even though it says you will find grace in your time of need, I pray that you will see it. You'll see his grace in your time of need. And I thank you, Lord, for just even in different colors, and just seeing the colors being vibrant. And I don't know if they're probably significant, just like numbers are significant. I'm sure the colors are significant as well. And I don't know if the Lord's ever spoken. You don't have to answer. This is a hypothetical question. I don't know if the Lord's ever spoken to you in colors before, but I remember when he first started speaking to me in colors here and there, you know, it's not frequent, but he will. And sometimes the Lord does that. He opens up a new avenue of communication to us when he wants us to learn that, or he wants to express himself in a different manner, you know, like just like if I told my husband, like, hey, well, because I grew up closest to, my two brothers, and I had a lot of cousins that were brothers. So and in the north, we had pool tables. So I actually grew up playing pool. And so like if I, so my thing is if I told my husband, hey, let's go play pool, and he'd be like, I didn't know you played pool. Oh, yeah, I used to do that when I was, like, it's a different expression of, well, you never talked about that or you never shared that before. Well, the Lord's just opening up a different avenue of the way of him communicating with you and you finding and seeing even his grace in that. And so I thank you, Lord, as you bestow that and place that before her, like him placing his grace before you. And again, not just you finding it for your need, but also seeing it. So I thank you, Lord. There's something on that, again, where it's not, we can find it in our need, but it's even more than that. So I thank you, and for you seeing it, and perceiving it, because when we see something, we perceive it. And as we're perceiving it, the Lord is giving us his knowledge and his wisdom and his perspective to see it from, that place where we're seated with him in heavenly realms, yet our feet are walking here on earth. So I thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, Lord. And even, seeing rain. So even when the storms come, there's not like the Lord has you covered. When you see and find his grace, he's the one that has you covered. Your perspective is fixed on his perspective. And it's almost like you don't even see the rain, or it's there because it's affecting you or the storm or whatever, but really your perspective, your inward perspective is fixed on perceiving as the Lord perceives, and what's coming to mind is we used to live in Florida. We were helped with a ministry out there, a foster home ministry, and so it was only a couple hours from Disney, and when our children were small, we went there. I think it was why we still lived there. Anyways, our son was just maybe, I don't know, 2 or 4 years old, right? 2 or 3 maybe, and it was pouring down rain when we were there. I mean, pouring down rain, and you would never know. I mean, he couldn't even see the rain. All he could see was the rides, and his enthusiasm was shining. And I was flabbergasted and humbled because it corrected my attitude, to be honest. But I was like, how is that? He doesn't even, like, he's got a raincoat on. It's pouring down rain. It's cold. Our feet are wet. How is it that he is not even comprehending? It's not even affecting him one bit. So I see it in that sense, so I thank you, Lord, for what you're building in her. And literally it's in you, in Psalm 139 where he says that we, wonderful are his works. I think it's verse 16, wonderful are his works in you and through you. And literally he's doing something in you, a wonderful work in you, and I thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Well, I definitely appreciate that because I was talking to my older sister. She calls sometimes too, also, and she's talked to me before. She got disconnected some kind of way because we call on conference. And she had mentioned to me earlier today that it was a lady that was on her heart to pray for. Her name was Catherine. She has the same name, my grandmother. And I think they said that, I think she said it's something about the breast, she has breast cancer and that it's spreading. Mm. And that the lady was on her heart to pray for her. And she wasn't able to, like, physically see her. She wanted to actually, like, physically see her. And for some reason, she hasn't been able to communicate with her. And I was wondering if you can pray for her.
Yes, pray for Catherine. Okay. What's your sister's name?
Keisha.
Oh, okay. Oh, I didn't know you guys were sisters. Very nice.
Yeah.
Okay, very nice. Okay, yes, I'll pray for Catherine. Or we all will, all the saints, listeners, callers. Thank you for praying for Catherine. So, Father, we lift up Catherine to you, Father God, in Jesus' name. Lord, we thank you, Father God, Lord, that you would just arrest any cancer in her body, God. We pray for every means of healing, Lord, that this cancer would be uncovered in its fullness, like in every cell. I know there's certain things, there's like coatings, where sometimes cancers can hide under these things and your body doesn't recognize it, so it gets by. We pray that, Lord, that everything would be revealed by your light, Father God, and we thank you, Lord, for every measure of healing, Father God, for Catherine, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Father, for your wisdom and just the impartation of your light of life as well, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. I pray, Father God, even inwardly, Lord, spiritually, Father God, we thank you for a release spiritually in the name of Jesus, Lord, that no weapon formed against her shall prosper. And any tongue that shall rise in judgment, God, you shall condemn, God. So we pray those tongues, Lord, or any words off of her in the name of Jesus, Lord, any even thought, wrong intents off of her in the name of Jesus, Lord. And I thank you for releasing her in fullness from this cancer, God, releasing her in fullness, Lord, that it would just be lifted and dissipated and dissolved. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen. I appreciate that because I know she wasn't able to, I don't know if she was able to get on today and call because the phone got disconnected. But, yeah, I definitely appreciate that, and I hope that that Catherine has full recovery.
Amen. Amen. Well, we'll be agreeing with you guys too. So God bless you.
Okay. Yeah. God bless you.
Okay. But did you have another prayer request
bye-bye.
Or no?
Bye-bye. Well, if I can maybe get overall prayer, it's just like different things. Sometimes my mind does a lot of wondering. And when you don't kind of see your journey, you allow the enemy to get into your mind and convince you otherwise. When you know that God, when I know that the reason why I'm still here is because of God's grace.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to remind myself that when I allow different thoughts to get in to try to confuse what I know for a fact. And
yeah.
So just different things like, you know, I think I started calling here. My first time calling here, you had prayed over me for the fibroids. And then after the fibroids, the beginning of this year, I had to get my gallbladder removed. And then I called in and you had prayed over me. And then, you know, I was like maybe just not procrastinating, but I was kind of waiting because I'm like I've had so many anointed people praying over me for the healing of the fibroids. And
mm-hmm.
you know, however long that it's been, like, you know, rebuking it to the root of where it came from. And I had so many
mm-hmm.
people, so I said, I'm just not going to rush and make a decision as far as, like, different non-invasive procedures because I'm not for sure, even though my body might feel one way, I'm not for sure of the work that God is performing, what work of healing that he's performing in my body. So I never was quick to make a decision about that, but recently I did a consultation with the obstetrician gynecologist, And as far as, you know, the location and different things and stuff like that. And I told my sister, I said, maybe I might not even need him anymore. But it's always crossed my mind, was that the reason why I've never been able to conceive? Or was it not the right time that God felt like, oh, this is not the right time for her in her life? And now that I'm in a different place now, I say, well, God, I have to have a husband in order, you know, to marry and have a child. That's the way that it's supposed to work. And so I know some women's circumstances are different, but this is the way that of my outlook and how I'm looking. And I'm like, Lord, I just turned 42. I'm not married. I've never been pregnant before. You know, I'm not for sure the cause of that never happening. Because at one point I was like, I have so many nieces and nephews. Maybe I don't want kids right now, because I was so young and I was scared about the whole experience of pregnancy and how painful it looked, and, you know, watching other women in my family, my sister, and, you know, she has six children. And I was just like, maybe I'm like a second mom to them. But then the older I got, I said, I don't know, Lord, but maybe I do possibly want a child or two. And so I had mentioned it to my sister, and I said, well, maybe if I no longer need the doctor for the fibroids issue, maybe I'll, you know, do some testing as far as, like, the fertility part, just so I can understand everything.
Right.
And sometimes you can be 42 years old as a woman, and it has different effects on people's body from, you know, like whether it's endometriosis or cystic ovarian things or fibroids, or it could be so many different things that could maybe, like, not allow the pregnancy, or maybe God felt like that wasn't best for me because of how long I could have had them. And so I was just, my mind was just going too much, and I was like, Lord, you spared my life in September of 2020. You spared my life in January of 2020, and you've bestowed your grace on me, and I know that I'm not worthy of his grace, because I feel like I've disappointed God so much in my life, and I feel like that I'm not fulfilling my true calling for God like I should. And it was just so many thoughts happening. And I was, Lord, I just thank you for your mercy, for never leaving me, even in all of my storms and my trials that I've had. You've still been there with me every step of the way. And as long as I know that the Father is walking with me, I am not alone.
Okay, let's pray. And I can see how even the word that came forth of you finding grace in your time of need, and not just finding it as you were even just declaring, because you were finding it, even as you're declaring, but how the Lord is going to have you perceive it and see it differently. And his grace, and you are receiving it because he declares you worthy to receive it. You know, just like that parent puts that egg on the grass for the toddler, for the child to see it. It's really not hidden, but the child thinks they're finding it. Do you see what I'm saying? Even though it's right there, I'm making it in a place worthy for you to see it. Yeah, you found it, but you're going to see it different later. So I thank you, Father God, Lord, for Frida. Father God, we thank you for her heart. Lord, we thank you for mending every place, God, within her soul, God, her body, soul, and spirit. Lord, we thank you for your anointing, your healing anointing, God, and your warmth and your anointing, Father God, to bring forth, Lord, your shalom, peace of God, Lord, and I thank you. Even as when we come into agreement with the Lord, there is an anointing on that, like in Psalm 133, where it talks about the unity. When we come in unity with the Holy Spirit, even within ourselves, there's an anointing on that. So we thank you, Lord, for Frida, Father God. We thank you for her life, Lord, and even the perception for her to see, God, on the depths of that, Lord, and what you have in store for her, Father God, and her heart and her mind and the wisdom and even direction and decisions that she has before you and even has mentioned, Father. In Jesus' name. And so when you were asking about prayer, I thought of Colossians 1, 9 through 14. And it says, for this reason, we also, since the day we heard of it, do not cease to pray for you and to ask that you be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding, that you may walk worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing him, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthened with all might according to his glorious power, for all patience and long-suffering with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in the light. Oh, I didn't realize it said that. That's cool. We were talking about that tonight. For he has delivered us from the power of darkness and conveyed us into the kingdom of his Son of his love, in whom we have redemption through his blood, through the forgiveness of sins. So we thank you, Lord, for just taking Frida into the depths of your word, into the knowledge of your ways, Father God. And we thank you, and we just bless her for that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Well, if I was right there, I would hug you, okay? So I'm hugging you right
yeah.
now. Okay. Thank you so
thank
much
you.
For joining us. Yes. And thank you. God bless you. And
God bless you.
We will continue to pray for you as the Holy Spirit leads. So thank you.
Thank you.
And Merry Christmas to you, too.
Merry Christmas as well.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we have caller 817-386. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from? Hello.
I'm sorry. Hey, this is Keisha. Yeah. I was
Keisha.
My sister had called earlier for me, and it got disconnected, so my daughter was able to call in for me, and
okay.
So I could get
on
the
queue. That's why I didn't recognize. Okay, yeah, because I was going to say, I don't think she's on the line, but okay, you have a different number because your daughter. That's fine. Well, let me pray for you. Thank you, Father, for Keisha, Father, and Jean. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, that's okay. I was going to say I would like prayer for someone as well.
Is it for Catherine? Is it for Catherine?
It was for Catherine and for Alicia. When I was out, I ran into my other person that I've been praying for named Alicia, and it's really bad, but... So
okay, do you have okay, let me pray for you first. Let me mute your line, and then I'll come back to you real quick. Hold on one second.
Okay.
Great. Thank you. So, Father, we thank you for Keisha, Father, in Jesus' name. We just lift her up to you, Father, in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father. We just see the Lord, I don't know if I've prayed over this before, but I've seen something similar, and I'm not sure if it was you or somebody else, but like a basket, and the Lord will be filling it, and it's something for you specifically, and I don't know, again, I'm not sure even what it's going to be filled with, but it's definitely fitted and suited for you, and the Lord will be filling it, like dispensing items in it, filling the basket. I don't know what that is. So it's not all like like not all at once filling it, like dumping a bushel of, you know, not all at once. Yeah, and I'm not even sure what is even, because I can't really see. So I just see the basket with it shaped and formed for you, and that the Lord will be filling, will be dispensing the items in it, or whatever that is. I'm sorry, that's the best I can put those words to. So thank you. And then Keisha, do you want me to just pray? Do you want me to pray a specific prayer for Alicia or something?
Yeah,
no.
She is. Okay. She's experiencing a lot, and her husband pretty much is he's a minister, but he is seeming like he's in a reprobated state almost. And she just told me that because he left her, and then she said he promised that he was going to, you know, pay the rent and all that, and then she found out today that he hadn't, and so she don't have a job. You know, they got 3 kids, and I just don't know what's going on with him. I understand he's a soul, and I just don't know. And she hugged me so tight just a few minutes ago, and she's like, oh, man, I'm so glad I bumped into you. And I'm just like, oh, my goodness. So she really needs prayer.
Okay. We'll be happy to pray with her. I'm going to mute your phone line and then pray for her, and then
okay.
I'm going to move on to the next caller just so that I don't go
That's
over because I think
I'm sorry.
Already. So, oh, no, don't, please don't apologize. I was
okay.
The one just moseying along at the beginning there. So thank you for understanding. God bless you, and Merry Christmas to you.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for Alicia, Father. We just lift her up as saints, lifting her up before you, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for intervening, God, and making a divine intervention for her life, God. We just impart your wisdom to her, Father God, and that you would sustain her and her children, God. And we thank you, Lord, for even the church and the body of Christ to come alongside of her and to help carry her burden, Lord, and to lift her up, God. And we pray for her husband in the name of Jesus, Lord, that he would awaken. We pray for conviction to come where conviction is due, God. And we thank you, Lord, just whatever pride of life or hurt or home that he's carrying, God, or maybe even stuffed, Lord. Lord, we know it's hard enough, Lord, to walk out your word in our own households. Lord, it's just for men and carrying the burden in their own homes, let alone in the households of the Lord. So, Father God, we pray for intervention, God, and for men, Lord, godly men to intervene and speak grace and truth and life and love to him, God, to draw him back, Father God, and that he would awaken from the place that he's in, Father God. And we pray for your protection around him, God, but we pray, Lord, wherever he's headed and whatever he's doing, that you would put a hedge around him, God, so that he could only turn back to you, God, and only be satisfied with the sufficiency of your grace. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. Let's see. Right here, the next caller is 402-214. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hi, Deb. It's Sharon.
In Sharon,
New York.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
You're praying
good
a lot.
To hear from you. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Well, let me pray.
I'm feeling well. I'll keep in my prayers.
Oh, thank you. I'm better. I am better now. I bought one of those, you know, seat cushion things to sit on. I think it comes tomorrow. So that will
yeah.
help.
It helps.
It helps. So, yeah. Thank you.
Well, if you sit too long, that's when it really hurts.
Yeah.
So you have to get up and move around like every 15 minutes or something.
Yeah.
Back issue.
Yeah.
Oh, I know. Sorry.
Yeah. Oh, no, that's okay. So thank you. It's good to hear your voice, and thank you for your care and concern and your prayers. I do appreciate it. Yeah. Well, let me pray for you. Father, we thank you for Sharon. In Jesus' name, God, we thank you, Lord, and just lift her up, God, before your throne and before your altar, Father God, in Jesus' name. So I just see like light being lifted up. Like it's like almost like it's almost like you're part of the menorah, and like the light is being lifted up, like on whatever day that is, like you're participating in it, like you're being lifted up. And I'm not sure what all the days in the menorah mean. I know each day, I don't know if each day has a significance. It probably does, I'm sure, because everything is very symbolic in Hebrew. And so, but like you're participating in it. And so sometimes it's a light, and then also I'm seeing like a flower. It's like a daisy. And I know he loves you. You know, the people take the daisy and you could just say, he loves me, he loves me, he loves me, he loves me, and pull each petal off and just say, he loves me, he loves me, he loves me. You don't have to say anything else. That's, and so, so you're being lifted up, and part of it is like this daisy, and this is very particular. Oh, it's like an organ, like the organ, like the notes of an organ. So there's something, I don't know if it's like the rhythm of heaven or what that is, what? But something of, like of a light, and you're being lifted up as well. And then also, so like the light is almost, and like this daisy thing, so they're almost like, it's like, excuse me, a fountain, you know, the water goes up and it's like, you're going up with the light and this daisy thing. And it's, and I'm seeing like a menorah, and they're different days and that you're participating in that. And I don't know any more than that, but I know that he loves you. And if you're letting your light shine and it's brilliant and at its, you know, at its peak and the highest point that you can shine, right? Let your, be a city on a hill, right? The light of the world. Yes. And not be hidden. Yes. So we thank you, Father God, for every symbolic work that you're doing in her life, God, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Oh man. I tell you what, Deb, you touch on all these things. I mean, I always said God's light doesn't belong, you know, in the, God's love belongs in the light. That's what I always said.
I like it.
And my mom, yeah, and this Bible passage.
Oh, my gosh.
Don't put your light under a bushel.
Yes.
That's in the Bible. That's a Bible pad. I don't know where, but it's there.
It's Matthew 5. Yeah, it's Matthew 5. A city set on a hill.
Okay.
It cannot be hidden. Yeah, don't put it under the basket, but on the lampstand, and it gives light to all who are in the house.
Wow. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
I remember talking to this man once, years ago. Too much secrecy. And I said to him, I said, God's love belongs in the light. I mean, that's when I said that. It was a long time ago. Oh, and I'm having issues about that.
Wow.
Right.
Wow. And that's kind of like what I just said, the love and the light. That is so wild.
Being in the light, huh? The daisy, the first time I ever had, I was learning intercessory prayer, and the first time I ever had a here or what, you know, from God, like what you're getting, all right? It was a vase with daisies in it, and the daisies represented my prayers. So it's really wild, you know, that you brought up the daisy and the, you know, instead of he loves me not, it's he loves me. That's pretty cool.
Yeah. Yes,
it always,
it was also,
like it always ends on, if you do that, if you alternate, it always ends on he loves you not. Because if you start with he loves me, when you get to the end, it'll end on he loves me not.
Well, listen, when I was saying he loves me, he loves me, he loves me, but, okay, representing the flower with the light on the menorah, but out of the menorah was coming the love and the light, and then your expression of God's love belongs in the light. That is exactly, anyways, that is so wild to me, because I said, oh, no. You know what I said to myself?
The menorah. The menorah
sure
is
going to give me a hard time on this thing. That's cool.
The Duke vision, you know? I don't know anything about the menorah.
Oh, well, it's just letting his light shine. and you're consecrated for him, and you're worshiping him and consecrated for him. And the end of the prayer on that, I don't know if you heard earlier, but it was just talking about how we, how he's kept us in our life, sustained us, and has enabled us to reach this season. So we are here for such a time as this. He's enabled us for this season that we're walking in. I was just talking about even a few parallels that were in scripture and even prophetic words that have come through. And I just realized what time it is, and I have two more callers I need to pray for.
I'm sorry.
So,
thank you so
no,
much.
No, no, no.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. No, no. My apologies, not yours. God bless you, and Merry Christmas, a joy to pray with you.
You too, Debbie. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye. She's so sweet. Okay, 504-282. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Good evening. It's Nicole from New Orleans.
Hi, Nicole. Thank you.
Hi.
Do you have a prayer request? Let me ask you, and then I'll pray for both of them, but I'll have to, I think, mute your phone line and then go to the next caller. I won't be able to talk. I apologize.
No, I don't have a specific prayer request.
Okay, thank you. Let me unmute you. Merry Christmas to you, too. Thank you.
Merry Christmas.
God bless you. Thank you. Sorry, I was off tracking my time today. I was off on it a little bit. So, but you know what? Randy can just wait. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. Thank you, Father God, for Nicole, Lord, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Father God, Lord, for your blessings for her, God. We thank you, Lord, just for this accent, like that accent, Lord. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, just doing even unusual things through you. In Jesus' name, I thank you, Father God, Lord, yes, doing unusual things through you. In Jesus' name, and even like phrases, you know, where people say like the how can the camel go through the eye of the needle or whatever, and then we have to understand the bridge and the culture of what it was of how they really needed to fit the camel through this specific location in the city, and it wasn't really a needle specifically. But the Lord doing unusual things through you in that sense where people have an expression or they have a certain understanding, and then you're able to cross those bridges, and then also the aspect of with understanding, cross those bridges, and then also the Lord literally doing unusual things through you, like that's part of your calling. That's part of how he's made you and designed you to do unusual things through you, you know. And I don't even know if it's pattern. I was going to say the word pattern, like he's patterned you to do these things. So and when I say patterns, you know, I think of a couple of things just initially is that how he's made you, and also is this pattern, I mean, this is what I would ask the Lord is like, is this a type of pattern of what he's doing unusually through you that can be replicated for other people to follow in and of themselves, right? Not that you're recreating yourself, but recreating the pattern that's been given to you from heaven. So there might be something there. Like that is teachable for other people, you know, that they learn and their eyes are open to it because you bring this understanding that crosses bridges. So praise God for that. I feel that in Jesus' name. Okay, 608-960. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Shannon in Wisconsin.
Hey, Shannon. How are you?
Good. Yeah, prayer for my business, which is extremely slow this time of year, and God to connect me with my wife. I feel like it's going to be another kind of tough Christmas in that area for me, so that's my prayer request.
Okay, thank you. God bless you, and Merry Christmas to you, and let's just pray a blessing on your business and on your future wife. And thank you for calling and joining us. I got to unmute your phone line now. God bless you. So, Father God, we just pray for Shannon's business in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord, that his business is your business, Father. We thank you that he's being about his Father's business, Lord, and seeking your kingdom, acknowledging you in all of his ways. Lord, he doesn't just call PGN, God, just before your altar, Lord, that his faith was driven to call you, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, that it's before your altar, God. He's acknowledging you, Lord, that you would direct his steps and his path, Lord. And we call for the fruit of the land and where he's serving and what his business is to the community, Father God. And we ask, Lord, that you would increase his business, Lord, that you would give him contracts or deals or customers, sales, whatever his business indicates as such. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for bringing that about. God, we thank you for your faithfulness in that and him navigating through it. God, giving him creative solutions and resolutions and ideas through the blood of Jesus and reasoning with you, God. But we call forth the fruit of the land to, we call it forth, Father God, in his business, God, in Jesus' name, God, that the fruit of the land would be productive for him, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, and ask for your cleansing blood to create that pathway for him, Father, in Jesus' name, and that your Holy Spirit, as King of Kings and Lord of Lords, would establish the superior atmosphere over the prince of the air, God. We'll take down the prince of the air and under your feet, Lord, and be subordinate to Jesus being high and lifted up in his business, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for the connection to his wife, his future wife, companionship, to lead to a wife, Father God. We thank you, Lord. We bless this path, God, and all the prayers of the saints who have prayed over it, God, and watered it, Father God. And so we thank you, Lord. Let it sprout. Let it come forth, God, and give your angels charge over every seed that sprouts in that, Father God, to protect it. Or that the enemy would not trample on fertile ground, Father. So we thank you for the preservation of that and the preservation of his faith, God, as he waits in your promises for you. And we thank you for leading him and guiding him into all truth and revelation. In Jesus' name, amen. And even that enlightenment of the Spirit, he would even test that and take steps of faith. I think this is you, Lord. Like even if your business an idea, but I'm gonna, you know, explore this and take a step of faith in this. And I thank you, Lord, for meeting him there. So thank you. God bless you, everyone. Merry Christmas. Thank you for joining us. God bless you. And my apologies for going over. For those of you that are dialed in for Randy, you may have to dial back in again after I log out so he can log in. So God bless you. Thank you.